Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman, and you're listening to Real Estate and You. I haven't been on here for a while, but I do have some guests with me, and I'm really, really excited to wrap up 2020, start 2021, and who better to have 2020 come to an end as a guest as my two favorite business partners, Mark Chaknes and Susan McFadden. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
You're doing great?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. So what? So seriously, what's new? Anything new? You guys have, you had a good Christmas? Everything was good?
Quiet, different.
Quiet and different.
Yeah, different.
That's a good way to explain it.
But ready for the year to be over.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. It's one of those years where, you know, normally we're not that anxious to get rid of a year. And I think this year is one of those years we're ready to kind of just get rid of, you know?
Some excitement.
I'm going to move a little bit so I can see you guys.
Like turning everything, even like my business files, I save all the client files to buyers and sellers 2020. And it's always exciting to go to 2021. Now I can't wait. Like it's like, let's get there.
Let's get there quick, right?
Yeah, it does. It feels like a fresh start.
Yeah, it does. And I think it's okay. You know, if luckily we have our health, there are a lot of people we know that had some COVID issues, things like that. And I just think we feel blessed that nobody that we know in the company here was really got sick too bad. You know, we had some family members and things that we know people that really got sick. Yeah. But you know, we're going to push through and we're going to go to 2021 and we're going to keep our heads up and it's all going to be good, hopefully.
Yes.
So what we wanted to talk about though is real estate, because that's what the show's about. Yeah.
I think Mark wanted these though. Should we switch?
Yeah, if you want to, you can. I mean,
No, but we talked. These are yours. Do you want? This is too long, and right here it's short for me. So I think it would make more sense.
Are those Frozen headphones again?
Is that yes, what those are? Are the special Frozen
Elsa
headphones.
And Anna.
I promise I will work on getting new headphones for
it's
you
okay. I am
for
the queen.
2021.
I'm the queen.
That's true. This is true.
They're
princesses,
but I'm the queen.
Could have been a good Christmas present for Brad.
I know. I should have. Yeah.
Instead, we just got him alcohol.
No, he could have gotten us one.
Screw the headphones.
I could have gotten new fancy. Like age-appropriate headphones.
Yeah, yeah. And you just got to make sure you stay up on that mic. Just saying, okay, thank you. Or I'll have to yell at you or something like that.
You yell at me all the time.
It's constant. It's very abusive.
I feel like I'm constantly in trouble.
Yeah, always. Okay, so here's the thing that stuck out for me in 2020, and you guys can piggyback on this then too. In 2020, one of the things that was really interesting is that we started out with this great year. January and February was just amazing, right? And then all of a sudden, COVID did hit, and we basically took a two-month break. If you want to call it that, pretty much a two to three month break. We then came just completely soaring back in and ended up with like this amazing year in real estate. I mean, I think for the sellers, it was an amazing year.
Yeah.
For realtors, it was an amazing year. For buyers that were able to find the property they wanted, it was an amazing year. So it wasn't bad in real estate overall.
And the interest rates are still.
Yeah,
I mean, I just saw
incredible.
A 2.6.
Yeah.
Somebody had 2.6.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
People who refied at 3.5 can probably refi again.
Yeah. That is amazing.
That's the cheapest money what's the lowest rate you've ever seen?
Oh, I think we're pretty much at it. I mean, I think 2.5 maybe.
And for 30 years is crazy. I mean, people refinance a lot of times in years past at 15 years, close to that rate. To get it for 30 is just it's unbelievable.
It's amazing. Crazy. Totally amazing. Yeah. So what are your memories for 2020? Oh. Tell me like your recap real quick, and then we'll get into some other meat.
First, Mark.
You want to go first, Mark?
Yeah. I mean, like Brad said, things open up business as usual in January and February. And then for sure, I took a 2 month break. I mean, I didn't sell any houses for 2 months easily. And then once things opened back up with the new governor's orders, things were flying. And it was crazy up until right here till the end of December. So for me, it turned out great. For a lot of sellers, it was a great year to put your house on the market. It was a tough year for buyers. Everybody knows that. But like Susan and Brad were just saying, you know, the interest rates were so good and there were still a lot of homes being sold. At the end, I think the statistics will show that we still sold a similar amount of homes that we did to last year.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're exactly right. Actually maybe even more. So what, give me your year in a recap.
So January and February were good. We all thought the market was great. We moved into our brand new office.
This is March true. Yeah, we 6th did.
6th or 7th. I think we were here 4 or 5 days before this thing called COVID hit. And I mean, the first several weeks of it, the stress that I was under was all of us. I mean, we had Zooms every day and we were scared. And I remember crying and being stressed and every deal we had was 10 times harder because we had to do it. I mean, I had clients who lived out of state who said, could you go check my house? And I was like, I'm not allowed to per
check your house.
The governor. I'm not allowed to go there by myself. And everything was harder, trying to get inspectors in and trying to get appraisals done. And like everything that we did do was harder. And when we opened, we were preparing a lot with our agents. Everything was harder but we were preparing thinking it's going to be crazy for 2 weeks when we open. We kept saying for 2 weeks, it's going to be nuts. And then it'll probably go flat is what I thought.
Yeah.
And then we opened and then the crazy didn't stop.
Yeah.
Until, you know, I mean, and it's an opportunity. I mean,
it is
great opportunity for sellers.
Well, and it's funny, look at somebody like Mark yourself. I mean, you cashed out. I mean, there's people literally doing that with real estate, right? Almost like a stock. Where you're like, hey, you know what? I really don't need to have this house.
When you sold, you weren't going to live.
Absolutely not. I mean, I was at my house for 5 years, loved where I lived.
Yeah.
And I honestly looked at it on paper and said, my house just went up in value about 20-25%. And it was a unique opportunity to get out. And,
yeah, that's incredible.
And it was great. I'm happy that I did. And a lot of other sellers did the same thing.
I used that story of you to so many people who didn't even know you and said the broker of our company wasn't really going to move and decided to because it made sense.
Yeah.
And then with the rates, I have a seller this year. They were in a situation that a lot of Americans are. They had about $20,000 worth of credit card debt. They're upgrading a house, buying a more expensive house, getting rid of all their credit card debt, using their equity, and getting a much lower rate. So their payments aren't changing much at all, and they're going to do way better for their family. And the stress of that is gone. So there's an opportunity with the low rates. It's great on the selling and buying sides. They're selling and they're buying. They were able to secure a property and get out of kind of that, you know, that feeling when all that debt is on you. The low rates is really helping it.
It's all upside for the sellers. It's definitely all upside. Yeah. It's amazing that way. Yeah. You know, and just talking about sales, Mark and I were talking a little bit about this before you came in. And the average sale price went up in the county in quarter three, went up by 11.1%.
Wow.
And we were talking, Mark, you're Mark, right? Mark and I were talking about how it's not sustainable, that kind of increase with people's incomes and things like that.
Maybe you should have waited to sell your house in the third quarter.
Boy, that was dumb, Mark. Jeez. We thought he was actually really good with that whole thing, but he made the right choice. But 11.1%. But what's interesting is we looked at the different zip codes, and the zip codes that really came out and really performed big time were like your 19608. Which is basically Wilson Schools, you know, in Sinking Spring area. Interestingly enough, Wyoming Missing only increased by 0.8%. But that is, it's per house. You know what I mean? Right. I think in Wyoming Missing, it's such a different market that, you know, it's per house. You know, it depends on the house. It depends on location in Wyoming Missing, of course.
Yeah.
But that was some of the things we're talking about. And that's why I think when we look at some of these national averages of increases, what we have to be able to tell our clients is that if you hear 10% on the news, on Channel 69 or something like that, just know that that is not every school district. That's not every zip code.
Right.
Yep.
That is an average for
it's
the
like
county.
Zillow looks at Reading School District and Wyoming Missing as the house price of the square footage being the same when they pull the number. I mean, Zillow had my house off $100,000.
Depending on the location where it is.
Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's
Zillow
down.
Zillow isn't accurate?
Actually, it's the least accurate. I have this conversation
once
a day with clients. I'm like, I mean, they look at it. I understand that. It's just the least accurate.
And Zillow was just about to sponsor my show. Thanks a lot, guys.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I'll never tell you their name again. I actually sold my investment property this year, same reason. I'm like, it's never going to be worth more money than it is now. And then I actually went and bought something else, wasn't planning on it, found something that I thought was a good thing, and picked up one. So it's still a good time to buy, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's really a good time.
It's a good time.
The other thing that was interesting stats-wise is 552 homes were active in quarter three, at the end of quarter three, when these stats were taken. Last year, at the same time, there was 1,430 homes for sale.
Wow.
That is just incredible.
That's ridiculous,
And that's a 1.2-month supply.
Yeah, and Brad and I were talking about this earlier.
Three-day supply.
Before the podcast. I mean, usually, you know, economists say around a four-month supply is what a healthy, stable, you know, market should be. And to be down close to one, almost at it, is crazy.
Total seller's market.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In, like, pretty much every zip code.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's incredible. So here's the thing. Now, looking at all that, where do we see 2021 going? What do we see happening? Where's it going to go? Is this going to be, because we have a lot of changes. We were talking a little bit when we were on Facebook Live when we first started. There's a lot of changes happening this year. I mean, we got a new president coming in. We have
the vaccine is out. Coming out, which is amazing.
So that tells us that, you know, hopefully towards the next 6 months, confidence is going to get better on people's health. Where is this going to go?
Great question.
Great question, right? Yeah, I love the silence. I was talking to an
appraiser about this yesterday.
Okay, and what did you say?
He actually has a different... He thinks it's going to pop quicker than we do, you know? He thinks it's going to...
You mean you adjust. Think it's...
He thinks, this appraiser, thinks that it's got to change.
Yeah.
You know, it can't stay like this.
No.
We've been talking about this for 2 years. We ran shift classes 2 years ago for our agents in here to prepare for the shift. Because it was overdue 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So we're so on borrowed time.
But I think the thing with that, Susan, and Mark, you can chime in on this too. I think one of the things with that is different is that even if you look at it, the sales are not, it's not like we have crazy amount of sales. We just have such low inventory.
Correct.
So it makes it feel like we're all super busy. I mean, we had a great year as a company, as an industry, we had a great year. But I think a lot of it is we feel so busy because we're showing the same buyer five, six, seven times. We're writing up the same buyer seven times. Oh, I had one that was nine times this year.
You wrote nine offers?
Nine offers before she finally got, or a couple, they finally got the house that they wanted. Now, the good thing is I've never seen a situation where the houses they lost, when they got the house that they wanted or finally got a house, they never went, oh, I still wish we would have gotten the third one. Everybody usually goes, oh, I'm so glad this is the one.
It's always the best, except for my children, who tell me once a week, we wish we would have gotten the house across the street because they like it better.
Oh, that's, like, you know what? You should get rid of those kids.
I know. I'm like, don't you love this? And they're like, yeah, but that one was better.
I think there's a return policy on children, just so you know. You're probably a little past that. Yeah.
It's probably, especially for the 18-year-old. Yeah. Although I think maybe you can now.
You can kick him out now. He can be on his own.
Tax credits, though, right?
You tax credits.
Oh, I think I don't get
Believe me, it's not worth the tax credits.
I don't think not everybody gets those, I don't think.
This is true. So 2021, Mark, I mean, were you done with 2021? A little bit of what you thought. You said the appraiser thinks it's going to change.
I think interest rates are going to stay low. I think consumer confidence is going to get even better.
Yeah.
With COVID and the vaccine, I think all of that, kids are going to get back to school. The routines are going to, you know, I think it's going to take a few months, four, 5, 6 months, but I don't see anything stopping this year. I think 2021 is going to be a
bonkers.
Fantastic year.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. I really do.
I mean, how many agents in this office had their best year ever out of how many years?
Yeah. You know? I agree with you. I think it's going to keep moving. I really do. Yeah.
Things were a lot harder. I mean, this summer was tough. Like, I didn't have a summer vacation. I worked all the time, but it's a great, we're blessed to be able to
absolutely
to do that.
Take it while you can.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Mark, what do you think? 2021, where do you see it going?
I think it'll stay strong for a little while. I mean, I think, you know, we've talked a lot about, like, this being such a seller's market. You know, there's one misconception, I think, on the buyer side that, you know, people need to realize is, you know, we've talked about house prices going up, you know, over 10%. And buyers thinking to themselves, maybe it's not the right time to buy because everything's at an elevated price. But the fact of the matter is, and then we go back to the interest rate side of the story, you know, if a rate's 2.75 now and they jump up to 3.75 now, you know, your 10% purchasing power just went out the window.
You can afford less of a house.
That's exactly right. So, you know, capitalize now. Don't worry too much about it being a little bit of an elevated market because that interest rate over 30 years, 30 years is a long time.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. It's just as good for buyers as it is for sellers.
It absolutely is.
So people don't realize that.
And I think that's why next year will still be very good because the rates will remain low. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody will still talk about rising prices and whatnot. But if you can capitalize on a rate below 3%, you have to do it.
I totally agree. And, you know, one of the things I was thinking about, too, is as you're both commenting on this, is that 2021, here's something that could happen, too. We've seen low inventory for a long time because there's just not as many sellers that are willing to move. you know, and there could be a point now, because it's been about 3 years for that, you think? I'm thinking 3 years we've been short on inventory, maybe 4 years, something like that. If it gets to a point where there's an aging population that will maybe downsize or move to Florida or move somewhere warm.
You're not thinking about downsizing, are you?
I'm not that old yet. Okay. Yeah, just simmer down.
I was like, I got to say simmer down.
This is my favorite. But no, I think we, if we see an influx of listings come up, that could really stabilize our pricing issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and I'm hoping in a way that that happens.
A little more balance.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit more balance. And even if interest rates went up a little bit, then too, we're fine. The other thing I thought about what could happen is, what if the banks start talking about 40-year mortgages again because the price is going up so much? Because right around 2005, six, there was a lot of talk about lenders doing 40-year mortgages, and it was only because the homes were getting unaffordable. Yeah. So what you do is you add that extra 10 years, and now that same house becomes more affordable.
Did you have clients do that before?
No, it was talked about. Yeah. They were doing it in Florida and some different markets. Okay. They were trying it. It never really took off because the market took a dump. Yeah, prices went down 20%. You didn't need it, you know, but that's something that so could happen. Who knows?
My hope would be that we get some new construction going again.
Thank goodness.
There's been a couple builders, you know, that I've taken notice of, you know, out there that obviously Grande's been very busy. Mm-hmm. Burks is now building a few new developments.
Yes, they've done great.
You know, so these guys are back out there a little bit, and hopefully they can continue building these new subdivisions because that really helps. It really helps the inventory, really helps our economy in Berks County.
So, we need that bad. We really need that bad. I know it's some, that's something that I think we talked about this before. That's something that the Chamber of Commerce is very concerned about.
Yeah.
Because we cannot just become a place where people work. We need to have places to live too. I mean, it's got to be that way. So yes, we lost our screen in the back.
I was like, wait, where's the mouse?
Well, Sharp and Roku are sponsoring us. So yeah.
You know who else is sponsoring Mark?
Patagonia.
And I, Mark and I, but Brad.
This is like a Ralph the Red or something.
Walmart.
I think.
It's a nice Walmart brand. There's nothing wrong with Walmart. I mean,
there goes my Walmart sponsor too.
Jeez,
I'll tell you. This is a rough crowd.
Mark, that's a really nice jacket.
Thank you.
And mine's very nice.
I'll work on this. I'm gonna get this embroidered. Actually, with the Keller Williams logo.
And Patagonia.
Yeah, Patagonia. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm pretty funny.
I think that's illegal. So yeah. So is there anything else we want to talk about? Because we're actually like 17 minutes into this, and it goes really quick. But is there anything? Let's just go around and say one thing, and it could be about anything. It doesn't have to be about real estate. You know, this is New Year's Eve. Wow. Which is a big deal. We're changing from tonight into 2021, and I think we're all very happy about that.
Yes.
You know, what is there anything that you want to share with people in 2020 while we're still in it?
I think we have had quite the ride of our lives.
Yeah.
And we all, you know, we made it.
Yeah.
And I think 2021 is going to be a lot of it is about outlook and positivity and. Yeah. You know, you can't get stuck on where we are. You have to get stuck on where we're going and what the opportunities are. And there's a lot of great opportunities for people in 2021.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's, you know.
Yeah. And I think, you know, for how tough of a year it's been, how horrible it's been for some families out there that, you know, sometimes things like this put life in perspective and you can really look to, you know, changing things up next year because of what you've had to overcome this year and persevere and all that kind of good stuff. So that's my hope. You know, I'm thankful for what I have and all that kind of stuff, but let's hopefully next year really turns out to be as good as I'm hoping it will be.
But one of the things I'm going to end up with, this is my last podcast for 2020. And it's interestingly enough that the reason that this podcast exists is because of COVID.
You're right.
It's just pretty interesting.
There's a gift of COVID.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, you know, sometimes in times of tragedy and times of bad things happening, you have to find something else that you can grab onto or find something else. And I have great family. Everybody's still healthy. Kids are good. My wife's good. All my extended family's all good. So we're lucky that way. I have two great partners. And this is our first full year in business together, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
Which is very exciting. And I'm blessed that I can have a podcast like this where I can have my partners who are excited to do something like this and enjoy it with me because it's kind of cool. I do enjoy that. And I enjoy you guys being here. So I think for 2021 coming up, I want to say Happy New Year's to everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And I want to just say I'll see everybody in 2021, which is basically tomorrow.
And love you guys. Great working with you every day.
Great working with you guys too.
You wanted me to say that, right?
Yes, of course. Okay. That's $50. So there you have it. The last podcast for 2020. And 2021 is right around the corner. I'm looking forward to doing a lot more podcasts. I hope you tune in every time. You can find me on pretty much any podcast show that's out there, any podcast channel. And hopefully I'll see everybody and hear everybody next year. Happy New Year.